Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, a cold opening day. The Pirates have kept the Cub bats cold. Rodriguez gets the strikeout, and that's the ball game. Pirates won it 5-3.
Oh. No credit for that. Sorry. No, that's just bad news. The Cubs have been surprisingly allowed to continue the season after destroying baseball, after being the poster children for everything that's bad about a sport that needs to be wrecked and remade completely. They have a new lineup. Don't know if they have new hope, but they have a new old pitcher. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mark Grody. This is Saturday Suckage. We welcome to the show. We go to the Score Hotline, brought to you by Alpamonte Nissan. Alpamonte Nissan in Melrose Park on North Avenue, or apnissan.com. From the Chicago Tribune, she covers the Cubs. She works for my editorial queen, Amanda Kashubi. She is Megan Montemurro. Megan, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Jake Arrieta starts today, and were you guys a package deal from Philadelphia where you used to work to Chicago, and you have to do that? You have to cover him? You have to hope that he can look like that guy that everybody wants to see, that they used to see? Is that how this works?
Yeah, apparently the Philly to Chicago pipeline is very strong. it's going to be really interesting. I mean, he's talked a lot this spring about how he felt that the injuries that he dealt with in Philly, you know, kind of affected his mechanics, and he just got out of whack over the course of those 3 years. And, you know, him and pitching coach Tommy Haddavy and, you know, the organization kind of really ways that they, you know, have found ways to kind of get him back on track. He talked about correcting his arm path and just, you know, really trying to take advantage of those 6 weeks in Arizona to work out the kinks. So today will be a good test to see if everything that they worked on paid off.
What did they it's the mechanics thing is odd to me, because he when he came to the Cubs and Chris Bosio was the pitching coach, and they let him go back to being the way he was prior to Baltimore. He kind of always talked about how when he was there, they tried to change his mechanics. And then he comes to the Cubs and they said, you just be you, man, even if your mechanics are crazy. Did they try to tighten him up again in Philadelphia? I'm trying to understand why he would allow his mechanics to be screwed around with.
Well, I think it's less, you know, letting them tinker with it. But, you know, the injuries he dealt with, the first year he was in Philly, he dealt with like a knee meniscus issue that he pitched through that he ended up, you know, making worse in the first offseason he had there and needed surgery. And then the next year he came to camp and he had another bone spurs issue that came up that he tried to pitch through. until it became clear in about August that, you know, he couldn't be effective. And, you know, the combination of those two things, it seems like, you know, in his mind, he feels like, you know, he had to compensate for some of those problems, especially the arm one. You know, it got to the point where, you know, when he was pitching with Bonesford, that he had to stop throwing his curveball as much. There was stuff that he was trying to do to get through the games where, you know, try to minimize pain. So I definitely could see how, you know, when you try and compensate like that, things can get out of whack and it can be hard to get back to what you are supposed to be doing. So they really tried to kind of like break stuff down and kind of build him back up. And there's optimism, you know, from Arrieta and the Cubs that they have him on the right track.
We're talking with Megan Montemurro. She covers the Cubs for the Chicago Tribune. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde with you on Saturday Suckage. You wrote about Arrieta making the new old guy, making his start before for the Cubs again in the stadium where there were raucous cheers, and I imagine he'll get a standing ovation when he walks out there from whatever number of people are there. And other Cubs pitchers have gone through this before, and you talk with Fergie Jenkins. Say, you know, share with the class what Fergie said and how this might or might not apply to Jake Arrieta's start today.
Yeah, you know, I thought Fergie's perspective was interesting, and, you know, one of the main takeaways was, you know, that there is a comfort for a pitcher when you step on that mound in a place that you've pitched so many games and you've had so much success there at an earlier part in your career where, you know, you've been at the peak. You know, as a competitor, that there's something that your mind and body just recognizes that, and you feel a different level of comfort. So I thought that was really interesting to hear. And, you know, obviously Fergie was a little bit older than Jake was. You know, he was 38 when he came back to Chicago, but, you know, still similarly, you know, his best years were behind him. And so, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, can he kind of, you know, Arrieta can recapture some of that success they had before. And obviously it's going to have to come in a different way. He's not going to be throwing 97 like he did before. He's not going to put together, you know, that incredible 2015 season again. But can he be closer to the guy that he was towards the end of his Cubs career versus, you know, what we've seen in Philly the last few years? So I think it's going to be really interesting to see if that comfort level really does kind of help, you know, in conjunction with the mechanical adjustments.
On the offensive side of things today, David Ross has Wilson Contreras leading off against the lefty Tyler Anderson. Obviously a different look throughout the Cubs lineup today. Do you think that David Ross this year, because of the problems with the offense in the last couple of years, we're going to see a lot of this where he is not going to hesitate to change around the lineup if this continues with the Cubs' struggling offense, which is turning into a chronic issue?
Yeah, one thing he kind of said a couple times over the course of spring was that one thing that he learned from last year was, you know, not to wait things out so long. And, you know, obviously some of that last year is the byproduct of, you know, a 60-game season that can come back to hurt you a lot quicker. You know, if you stick with a guy or a lineup or a pitcher too long. But it sounds like he learned from that, and he's not going to give guys as long of an opportunity to work through some things. And obviously it's a little harder when, you know, if you're carrying an extra pitcher in terms of the lineup, you know, you only have so many options to slot in there. But, you know, I think it's interesting that, you know, he wanted to get Marisnik in there, you know, even though half of your leadoff guy and a switch hitter, you know, he wanted to get him in there because they had so many off days in these first couple weeks. And, you know, he stayed true to, so far, the promise to Jock Peterson. He's in there starting today against the lefty. And so it'll be interesting to see kind of how long he rides that. And it's really going to be up to the guys in the lineup to prove they deserve to be getting playing time, especially some of those guys like Peterson who, you know, have to kind of prove something.
Our guest is Megan Montemurro. She covers the Cubs for the Chicago Tribune. We're talking Cubs here on The Score. Megan, well, we were discussing earlier the two best arguments for the Cubs, whatever direction they might have, is maybe the division sucks, and not all these guys who are the core of the lineup can suck again. They can't all do it at once, which is sort of is reaching. It just doesn't seem like the most the strongest kind of argument. So as you come to this team and covering it and this organization for the first year, and you looked at it from afar and now as up close as you can get, I will ask you and maybe even defy you to describe, what is the Cubs' direction? The team that traded Yu Darvish and still paying part of it and brings back Jake Arrieta, and we're trying to figure that out. What is the direction?
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of alluded to it. I think this is either going to go one or two ways. You know, they do really well. They get back to the postseason. You know, guys like Bryant and Rizzo in particular, you know, are back to their career norms. A guy like Zach Davies, you know, builds off that spring and continues it into the season. And, you know, maybe they either threaten to win the division or they get in as a wild card team, or on the flip side, you know, they're going to be bad. And I know that's a very wide spectrum, but I don't really think that this is a team that you're going to see 500, all that, because, you know, Jed Hoyer made pretty clear that if things are not trending in the right direction 3 months in, that this team could look very different come the trade deadline. So the pressure is certainly on this group, and, you know, you'd like to think, and the Cubs certainly believe that, you know, some of these guys being in the walk year, that it's going to help them, and, you know, they're going to play better because of it. Obviously, we'll see if that forecast is accurate, but, I mean, it really feels like, you know, if this team can get into the postseason with the group that they have, that it's a lot easier to bridge the gap to the next iteration of this team, whatever it may look like, you know, depending on who the three main pending free agents are, versus, you know, if things go poorly and you're unloading guys, it obviously makes the short-term future a lot more murky.
After hearing from the general manager, Jed Hoyer, this week, and from Anthony Rizzo as it pertains to his potential future with the Cubs, what is your educated guess on Rizzo being with the Cubs long-term or beyond this year?
I mean, I still would be surprised if they don't re-sign him. I mean, he's the perfect guy that you want to, again, you know, bridge that gap to whatever this team looks like in the next couple of years. You know, those teams always need some sort of veteran leader. He's been the face of this franchise for the past decade. You know, you would hope that you can find some middle ground. And, you know, obviously the negotiations can always be tough when one side, you know, values themselves higher than maybe the organization views them. But, you know, I think if it does get to free agency, that doesn't rule out, you know, him coming back either. I think a great example is obviously J.T. Realmuto with the Phillies. You know, they didn't agree to anything, and ultimately they re-signed him to a big contract in the offseason. So, you know, just because he potentially gets to free agency doesn't preclude him from coming back. But I have to think that, you know, in the coming months, they're able to find that middle ground and bring him back, because, you know, I think of those three, he makes the most sense.
Megan, before we let you go, we need a weather report.
Well, it's definitely warmer than opening day, so that's good for anyone coming to the game today. And it doesn't feel as windy. So sunny, I think it's supposed to hit 60-ish during the game. So definitely kind of the weather you hope for when you're playing in April.
All right. And the wind is blowing out?
Let me see. I'm trying to check the flags. Yeah, it looks like it's a light wind blowing out at the moment.
All righty then. We'll just see if they can keep it in if Jake can keep it in the ballpark and other various members short timer fraternity can hit it out of the park. Megan, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Megan Montemurro of the Chicago Tribune talking Cubs. There you go. That's it. I don't know what to. Do you have any thoughts? Do you have any?
Yeah,
what do you
do
make of,
and
yeah.
Okay. My biggest thing about what I thought was most interesting from that interview, and something that I'm going to be looking forward to watching going forward, was the piece where she said that David Ross admitted that he let some things go too long. And I remember Ross last year, like, one of the things was an underlying theme was, well, Dave's going to let everybody know, like, unlike Joe Maddon, Dave's going to let everybody know, you know, where they are in the lineup every day, and things are going to stay static. And now Ross is saying, I'm not going to let this happen. That maybe I waited too long to make changes last year, and here we are, game two. And I get it; it's a lefty, so maybe that's part of why Wilson Contreras is leading off. But the offense has been bad over the last couple of years, and they, you know, with hitting with runners in scoring position, and obviously what they did and didn't do against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So my takeaway, like one thing I'm going to be watching very closely this year is David Ross, year two. And if he is, you know, unafraid to make real changes, sitting guys, you know, screwing around with the lineup, all that kind of stuff, and the Joe Maddon Lindenistas are going to come after him too.
Yeah, the lineup, I think David Ross was, this is, okay, I was your friend, I was your teammate before, yep. I was your friend. I know what you wanted, I know you wanted some stability, you didn't, this is the way you wanted it. And what did you give me? One of the worst offenses ever, and we sucked, and we got run out of the playoffs by the Marlins. So
exactly.
That was, even in a bad year, and whatever, somebody won a World Series, and it was, and they hit the ball, and so I think that he had enough. That's it. 60 games showed me. The playoffs showed me. No more Mr. Goodbar. Now we're back to what Joe was doing. Is you have to earn it. I'm going to put out the best lineup for that day's pitcher, for all the factors. That's why I asked about the weather. What's the wind doing? Who's pitching? What kind of team is this? And what's best for us? And I guess you could think, well, it only took him 60 games to learn that lesson. And that's good. Some guys don't learn. Some guys just keep doing what they're doing because they were friends with those guys. That's what
Yes.
former player as a manager might do. And David Ross said, no, we're done.
Yeah. And I think some of that crept in last year. I think it was human nature. And now you're right. This is year two. And yeah, I'm still your buddy and all that. Like when this is all said and done, we're all going to be, but you know what? I have to be more boss than buddy this year. And that's, I'm looking forward. I'm going to be monitoring that, as you will too, Steve. Monitor.
Yes, we all will. We're the monitoring show.
That's right.
Actually, we're Saturday second. All right. I think we have some Wagner to do. I don't know if we have the right sound for it, but we need to acknowledge a couple birthdays.
He umped the Cubs game. He was the plate umpire for the Cubs Pirates. He's probably in this series. Maybe can we get Wagner on the phone?
Oh, we should, yeah.
Hi,
what are you
ahead.
Doing, Wagner? Yeah.
Like all the right. whole interview is just, what are you doing, Wagner?
Wagner, yeah. That would be, somebody should go down there. Can you talk to umpires anymore? Well, we're going to do it anyways. Because it's a shame we don't have one of the Fats on, one of the I'm Fat podcast co-founders.
Yeah.
Like we usually seem to have one of them on. But there's a glorious discovery of a treasured American food. So we'll do stuff like that.
Good.
We are Saturday Suckage, after all. So that's where we find ourselves. I'm Steve Roosevelt. He's Mark Grody. We suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Eaton to the pole side. Deep to right field. Fowler is back at the wall. It is up. It clangs back in, and it is gone. Bring him home for the first time. Welcome back, Adam Eaton. And it's 3-1 Sox.
Chicago still sucks.
What are you doing, Wagner?
Yeah. All right, Stifler. All right, we're just sort of doing, what are you doing, Wagner? This is one item I can't. Popped up in my timeline. It's from a couple Junes ago, but it will always make me laugh. It's from Giannis Ugo Antetokounmpo. And it's a picture of him holding two corn dogs. And it looks like he's in a mall. It says, just tried a corn dog for the first time. Man, God bless America. I just love that. That was so perfect. God bless. Because corn dogs that's a treasured American dish. That's just the way it is. I have always loved corn dogs.
I've never thought about how truly American the corn dog is. You are right. I mean, who knows? There's probably some Native American recipe. I mean, corn is America.
Yep. And hot dogs, the encased meat of God knows what's in there. But if it's covered in fried corn masa, then you're getting good stuff. All right, so Wednesday was a really big day for birthdays. First birthday was a man who has a wide, glorious film career, but he turned 77, and we probably know him best, or we probably heard it more when Christopher Walken talks about he's got the fever. He turned 77 on Wednesday, and this is from SNL.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Right?
One of the great moments in SNL history, I would argue.
Yeah. More cowbell. He turned 77 on Wednesday. So he's always been that strange guy, strange-looking guy. Do you have a favorite? Do you a favorite moment, a favorite movie?
Yeah, I would say I would go Pulp Fiction on that. And I mean, there's a lot of characters he's done, but I'm just going to narrow it down to Pulp Fiction. I've had this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my bleep for 18 years, Johnny. For 8 years.
That's really good.
It was such a temporary moment in that movie, but it was just, that's the one, that's my go-to for Walken. What about you?
Because the movie, the roles, it was just so powerful. And the way that was shot was such a Christopher Walken. You felt you were right up his alimentary canal, right where that watch was, because of the way the camera was handled. But him in Hairspray, I don't know if you saw Hairspray. He was terrific. That's a wonderful thing. He and John Travolta were terrific.
What else I liked him in is another what's his face movie, the Pulp Fiction guy.
Christopher Walken.
The director. I'm having a
Quentin Tarantino. Break.
Thank you. Yeah, True Romance. When he's in True Romance and he's sitting in that camper with Dennis Hopper smoking the Chesterfield cigarette, and in his last moments, like that whole conversation between those two is just marvelous.
Yes, the conversations are about Tarantino conversations are just spectacular. The opening scene of Reservoir Dogs. And it is just an unbelievable thing, just the way the whole thing, and he's in that, and the way the conversations spin around is terrific. So also Wednesday, there was another birthday. He turned 76, and he is so well known on the score for something he didn't write, which is this. This is the piano exit from Layla.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear it, Chris Tannehill uses it as the piano the exit dirge for all Chicago sports figures, however they leave the city, the earth, whatever it is. And it's also because of Goodfellas, right? It's one of the most famous film scenes in that we talk about here, is where they were finding bodies all over the city to this Martin Scorsese planned out the that those scenes, those cuts, the way he was going to show it on the length of this piano exit for Layla. And that was done by Eric Clapton when he was with Derek and the Dominoes, which came about as a mistake. The band's provisional name was Del and the Dynamos, and it was misread. So they became Derek and the Dominoes. And this was the song Layla. You know what Layla sounds like? That was the song that Clapton wrote. And then Jim Gordon, who was in the band, added on this part of it. They wrote this separately. And there is a much, there's a controversial story. I don't know every fact of it, but Jim Gordon's girlfriend, Rita Coolidge, claims that she wrote that piano exit that Jim Gordon's getting credit for on Layla, on the piano exit. Mm. Connecting some of those dots. Clapton played with every Beatle at different points in time. And he wrote Layla because he was infatuated with George Harrison's wife, Patty.
Ah.
That's where Layla came from. It's a story. It was inspired by a piece of literature, Persian literature, called The Story of Layla and Manjoon. And Clapton got his hands on a copy of it, and that's where Layla comes from, but it was inspired by his infatuation with George Harrison's wife.
You know, I'm seeing True Romance pop up twice as per our conversation a second ago. Does that mean people were agreeing with me, or did I say it wrong? Because sometimes, like, you see, like, multiple textures.
I thought you said True Romance. That's what I heard.
That's what I thought I said. Maybe they're just people agreeing. Maybe they beat me to it. I don't know. Okay.
Or we were talking about what, you know what I think it was when I asked you what your favorite Walken movie was?
Oh, and people already were texting that before I said it.
Yeah,
because that's my second favorite, Smoking the Chesterfield. Yep.
Yeah. Something else about Clapton I thought was one of the greatest rock lines, one of the greatest lines I'd ever heard, and I think spoke to what the kind of performer he was and the way he regarded the band as the thing, that he was once asked, what's it like to be the greatest living guitarist? And he said, I don't know. Go ask Prince.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a story. That's what I had read. I want it to be true because if you read about Clapton, you read about how the way he was about the band. He wasn't about himself. He wasn't the Derek and the Dominoes was originally called Eric Clapton and Friends. He just didn't like that feeling, according to some biographers and other people around him. And he wanted it's the group.
So he's a cool. He's a good guy, man.
Yeah.
All right. Is Jimmy Page still alive?
I don't know. We'll take that up next week. We'll see if
All
we
right.
can find him.
Slash.
Now we got to say goodbye. We'll be short next week, too. We'll be circumcised. We'll be snipped next week because of Cubs baseball. We're doing it again today. We want to thank Stifler for all of his audio content and bleeping me. And
Chicago still sucks!
Yeah. And we want to thank Mark Grody for being here and Megan Montemurro for being here. And you for texting in and listening and not calling. Saturday Suckage back again next week on The Score. Cubs baseball's next.
It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.